Listen to part of a conversation between a student and an advisor at the University Learning Center.
Hi, Mrs. Douglas. I'm Jack. I made an appointment to talk to you about graduate school.
Yeah, come in, Jack. Have a seat.
Thanks. I've only just started thinking about going to grad school, and I looked at the application, you know, what you have to do to apply here, and I found it a bit overwhelming. You know, writing a personal statement, asking my professors for letters of recommendation, sending transcripts. I've already taken the GRE exams.
Okay. So you're applying here?
Well, no. I just looked at the application here to see what it was like. I'm finishing up my bachelor's degree in biology, but I'd like to specialize in marine biology, and they don't offer that here.
So, have you looked around for universities that offer a doctorate in marine biology?
No. I was hoping, well, that's why I came to see you.
Okay, Jack. The first thing we need to do is look in our reference books on university programs to find which universities offer a degree in marine biology and make a list.
A list? Wouldn't it be kind of expensive to apply to a lot of universities?
Well, yeah, if you apply to all of them. But first, you'll want to narrow your choices by finding those offering the kind of program you want. And then, you'll want to consider other aspects. Tuition costs, their financial aid programs, their requirements for entrance.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about all that other stuff. Just about the program.
You might want to go to some of the university homepages and find the biology department pages. You could find a list of professors and their specializations. That way, you could see if there's anyone doing research in a particular area. Marine biology is a large field. I assume you have a special interest?
Yeah, the ecology of the intertidal zone.
The intertidal zone. Okay, so when you look at universities, see which ones have professors involved in intertidal zone studies and read some of the articles they've published. You know, having an idea of the kind of research people are doing might give you an idea of which universities to include on your list and who could advise you in your own research.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. I can look at some of the articles that I found really interesting and see what university the writer is affiliated with or where that person studied.
Perfect. When you've made your decision, then you can come back for more help if you need it.
I'll do that.
Right. Now, let's go check those reference books.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 31. What does the student need from the advisor? 32. Where will the student and the advisor look for the information the student needs on university degree programs? 33. What can be inferred about applying to graduate school? 34. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
That way, you could see if there's anyone doing research in a particular area. Marine biology is a large field. I assume you have a special interest?
Why does the advisor say this?
I assume you have a special interest?
35. Why does the advisor suggest that the student read some of the published articles about intertidal zones?